Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The Philadelphia man accused of killing a pregnant mother and her unborn child during what authorities say was a drug deal gone wrong will spend the next several decades in prison. Here's KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Razik Bumpus dropped his head as Judge Charles Ehrlich sentenced him to 26 to 72 years behind bars. Bumpus was convicted by a jury of two counts of conspiracy to commit murder in the second degree, aggravated assault and robbery, but not of the murder of 39-year-old Ishan Sharmida Rahman, a mother of five who was 8 months pregnant. Prosecutors say in February of 2020, Rahman's boyfriend brought her to a drug deal near 9th and York Streets in North Philly, and that's when they say it turned into a robbery with Bumpus and another unidentified man firing shots. Rahman and her unborn baby shot and killed. Her boyfriend was shot in the chest but survived. During the hearing, Rahman's tearful mother spoke about the family's heartbreak, how her children are now growing up without a mother, her twin girls going prom shopping without their mom, graduating high school without their mom, and her 16-year-old special needs son asking where she is all the time and wondering whether or not his mom loves him anymore.
Bumpus did apologize to the family and the court and said he had a terrible addiction and none of this was meant to happen. Pennsylvania State House Republicans are introducing a series of bills aimed at curbing violent crime. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Introducing a series of bills, House Republican Leader Brian Cutler blames House Democratic leaders for taking what he calls an unacceptable and easy position on crime.
Public safety is a human right, and one of the main responsibilities of government is to keep people safe.
Delaware County Republican Craig Williams says his bill would expand community Crime Stopper programs across the state, allowing people to get information to law enforcement without fear of retaliation.
Independent organizations and nonprofits coming forward to help those people get those reports into the hands of law enforcement and protecting their identities.
A bill from Western PA Republican Valerie Gatos would require courts to consider and prioritize public safety when determining bail for violent crimes.
No more revolving doors for violent criminals.
While Williams and Gatos both say crime rates are increasing, not decreasing, FBI statistics say otherwise.
The Philadelphia Police Department says homicides are down 41% so far this year. Philadelphia high school students were exposed to construction careers courtesy of the firm that's redeveloping the former PES refinery. That story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Superintendent Tony Watlington moved a hose in a container of wet concrete as he learned to smooth out the bubbles.
I'm going to keep my day job, but it did a better than average job.
The concrete demonstration was one of the construction fields displayed at the 23rd Street Armory, where students from Philly High School saw demonstrations of carpentry, electrical work, and more. Randolph High School senior Tyree Spriggs was interested.
Welding. I saw lots of welding apprenticeships, stuff like that.
The event was organized by HRP Group, the firm redeveloping the former PES refinery. Amelia Alcivar is a VP with HRP.
We're breaking concrete, we're pouring foundations, we're doing welding exhibitions, we're doing virtual reality so they can see safety demonstrations hands-on.
The firm agreed to provide internships and career opportunities under a deal to acquire tax breaks as a Keystone Opportunity Zone. A former landfill and the surrounding area in Gloucester County have been removed from a national list of Superfund sites. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty, that story from Pittman.
The Lipari landfill leaked toxic chemicals into Alcyon Lake for decades, and the fight to clean all of this up began in 1983. Through generations of passionate activism, hard work, and $300 million of federal funding, the site was just removed from the EPA's Superfund priority list. Resident Doug Stewart and many other activists raised a stink to clean up the mess.
It's a real testament to these people. Many of you, you're nameless. Nobody even knows about them. But some of you are sitting here today, Dennis, Claire, Bob. You should be proud because you made a difference.
New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Sean LaTourette says this is a great example of people holding their government accountable.
Every single natural resource in this state belongs directly to the people. And it is just our job to take good care of it for you. Thank you for standing up and demanding we do that.
LaTourette says protecting the land, air, and water has been a bipartisan commitment in New Jersey, and he's excited to keep working to ensure prosperity for generations to come. A new report from the American Cancer Society on breast cancer statistics for this year shows mortality rates are down overall, but some demographics are seeing more cases than others. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams explains.
The good news is that over the last 40 years or so, the survival rate for breast cancer has improved by 44%.
In 1975, the overall survival rate for breast cancer was 75%. And now we're at well over 90%. Five-year survival rates for breast cancer.
That's American Cancer Society of Greater Philadelphia Board Chair Dr. Arnold Baskies. He says, however, that not all women are benefiting from the advancements.
In terms of Asian Americans and Pacific Islander women, they've seen the steepest increase in both premenopausal and postmenopausal breast cancer rates.
According to the study, there will be over 300,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer this year, and over 42,000 women are expected to die from the disease. Breast cancer in women under 50 has increased in AAPI women by 50% since 2000, and Black women continue to have a 38% higher breast cancer mortality rate than white women.
Dr. Baskey says a multi-pronged attack in terms of the socioeconomics, access to care, and the science behind obesity and genetics must be examined to improve outcomes. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.